Bloomberg The First Word with Ken Pruitt. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
Our guest now is Hans Humes. He's president and chief investment officer at Greylock Capital Management in New York. And Greylock specializes in distressed debt, including the debt of Greece, which that country is trying to buy back. So, Hans, did you give them their money back?
Well, I think we are going to be getting some money that's being lent to Greece by the EFSF for 6 months to buy back our long-dated low-coupon Greek debt. So we're tendering part of our holdings, about 40% of our holdings, everything from the 2030 maturities on out to 2042, because the yield curve is inverted. But we're selling part of our holdings, our debt back, and it looks like they're getting enough of people to tend to the bonds to declare the deal a success.
Why would you not want to sell it all back?
If you look at the yield, I mean, we don't want to sell it back for the same reason that the country wants to retire it. If you look at this, this is actually, you could see it if it were just the debt out there, the private sector debt, because it's trading at such a low price, the yield is extremely high. So if they can actually crystallize and buy back at a discount, it makes sense. The yield on the 10-year for Greece is close to 15%, even with the 20% run-up in prices that we've seen in the last couple of weeks. And on the long end, it's closer to about 12%. So there's the interest rate on the 10-year exceeds anything else you can possibly find in Europe. And really, you know, other than maybe Argentina, you're not going to find anything in that range. So given the dynamic, and especially after they're looking like they're going to be retiring half of that debt anyway, I think it's going to continue to be a very good investment.
Now, the question you have to ask, though, is do you think Greece is going to be around to pay it off? A lot of people say the math still doesn't work. The buyback isn't doing anything for growth. So is there a default possibility still out there?
You know, you put your finger on a real issue. This buyback has been pushed by the official sector. The IMF has been focused on getting debt, the debt-to-GDP ratio of Greece to 124% by 2020, which, I mean, you know, when we were doing the restructuring of the country, the obsession was to get it to 120% in 2020. And you're absolutely right. I mean, really, that number is meaningless. The issue at hand is, can the country grow? Will it grow enough to keep some social cohesion? In terms of what the risk is on the private sector debt, at this point, you're looking at possibly 30 billion euros of outstanding debt. It's incidental in terms of the overall debt stock of the country. The servicing the debt, the private sector debt was, I think, around 5 or 6% of the outlay in prices of or what they had to pay to service the overall debt. It's the official sector debt that is far more burdensome for the country at this point. It will probably continue to be so because they're borrowing 10 billion extra from the EFSF. Honestly, even if the country's not going to disappear, you don't have to worry about Greece not existing. The question that still may be there is Greece going to stay within the euro? And honestly, I don't see that there's much of a chance that they default to the private sector if they leave, even. And I don't think that's going to happen.
Before I let you go, I got to ask about, you mentioned other countries in Europe and their yields. We're seeing yields rising again in Italy following Monti's resignation. Knee-jerk reaction or something to be concerned about?
Well, I mean, Berlusconi's saying he's going to run on an anti-austerity platform. So I could see somebody like him with the media outreach he has creating a lot of anxiety. It's strange because, you know, you're talking about somebody who's passed himself off as pro-business, but this is what you're going to get in a Europe that's has this kind of crisis is people will run for the easy, the easy shot, and that can be anti-Europe. I think it could be frightening with Berlusconi, just because of what he, what bandwidth he can buy from the public. So I think it's fair to be a little worried, but my sense is things are working better in Europe. We're going to have periods of fear, but this doesn't mean the beginning of the end. Spreads going out a bit in Italy makes sense, though.
Hans Humes, President and Chief Investment Officer at Greylock Capital Management here in New York.
You can listen to Bloomberg The First Word weekday mornings at 5 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012 Bloomberg LP.